You're listening to American Medicine Today, presented by the Banati Spine Institute, featuring internationally acclaimed inventor of the Banati Spine procedures, Alfred Banati, MD. Once again, your host, Kimberly Bermel Banati, and co-host, Ethan Uecker.
Welcome to American Medicine Today. I am Kimberly Bermel Banati alongside Ethan Uecker and world-renowned orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Alfred Banati. So 10 years into programming, we talk to patients who are being told that nothing can be done. They basically have to switch pains or they have to undergo hardware fusion surgeries to be better. And there couldn't be any bigger lie. That is something done by lesser spine institutes. Now, it's one thing for me to talk about it, but it's another when you hear directly from the patient themselves.
It's today's Back to Life segment, a story of recovery. We will talk to a patient of the Banati Spine Institute who went from living a life restricted by pain and discomfort through their journey of finding the Banati Spine Institute and now living pain-free.
It is my pleasure to introduce to the program Brenda Wolverton. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
So, Brenda, tell us how you came to be in pain. Was this, you think it was just like day-to-day activities and degeneration over time?
Yes.
Okay. And where on your body were you feeling pain?
My lower back, down into my hip, buttocks area, and down my leg.
Okay. And any pain into the foot?
No, ma'am.
All right. Did you have any trouble walking even short distances?
Yes, I did.
All right. And how was that affecting your daily activities? What were you limited doing?
I would help my husband on the farm, and I was unable to do that. At work, I would have to sit down a lot. I wasn't able to do my regular duties, I guess you would say, at my job. It restricted me from doing that.
Okay. And what do you do at the point that this pain, you can hardly walk and hardly do just normal activities, and it's impacting your job? What do you do at that point? Did you seek out conservative type treatment?
I did. I tried chiropractor. I did shots in my back, physical therapy, and they would alleviate it a little bit, but not much.
All right. Well, you know, when you're having problems to that extent, better to not do shots and things like that because they work less and less over time, and that's a very temporary thing. What made you come to the Banati Spine Institute? Because you exhausted those conservative treatments to no avail. And we all know pain management manages pain, but it doesn't eradicate pain. And it usually causes problems to compound, which means your life gets a lot worse. So when you realized those conservative methods were no longer working, how did you make your way to the Banati Spine Institute?
My coworker, husband, who was also my coworker, he was in severe pain, and someone had told him about you all, and he went, and when he came back, he was a new man, pain-free. It was unbelievable. So when I couldn't take the pain anymore, I decided I was going to check into you all.
Okay.
And I'm so thankful I did.
Oh, well, let's talk about that. So you come all the way to Hudson, Florida, to the Banati Spine Institute, and you have that in-person evaluation with the doctor where they are explaining to you that, you know, whether they can help or not. And then they walk you through that process. And typically, they know where the pain is stemming from. Was that your particular experience? Why don't you explain what you went through?
You mean from what the doctor had told me? I'm sorry.
Yes, yes. When you're actually physically face-to-face with a doctor in the little room, did you feel like they knew where your pain was stemming from?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And when I got the first phone call from Dr. Banati, he told me, he said, I can tell you where your pain is. And he was right on. Everything he said was correct.
And that was over the phone, because when you say you got the call from him, that would be previous to coming in. And so yeah. What you're saying is when you were face-to-face with the doctor physically at the institute, it was the same? It was reinforcing?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. And we utilize something called conscious IV sedation. Not everybody remembers, but we always have interaction during the surgery. And we do offer little screens so people can watch their actual procedure. When you're in the operating room, they ask you to move around and try to recreate your pain. What was that experience like for you?
I don't remember it.
That's okay. Not everybody does. And let's phrase this question this way. When did you notice a relief of the pain that brought you in?
When I woke up.
Okay, so when you were in the recovery area. And,
yes,
you know,
yes,
the conscious sedation, it's really based on how you tolerate sedation. They don't typically put you under. So normally they put you in, they are communicating, some people sing, they tell jokes. Who was your doctor?
Dr. Wolf.
Dr. Wolf. Okay. And you said in the recovery area, you started to feel relief?
Immediately.
Okay. And what were those first steps like post-surgery?
Well, I was standing upright, where before I was walking more leaned over because I couldn't stand up all the way.
Right.
So I was instantly standing up straight. I had my pain, you know, was gone.
And did you think it would be that way?
I had heard from my coworker that it would be,
mm-hmm.
and he was correct.
And what was that like? Because you were in a state where you couldn't really bend, lift, twist, prolong sitting, standing, in and out of the car was painful.
Yeah.
What was it like having all those abilities back pretty much instantly?
Yes, it was amazing. It was unbelievable, and I highly, highly recommend it.
And are you back at work? What's life like now?
I'm back at work. I'm back to my normal work duties. I'm helping my husband. I'm my old self.
You're your old self, and that was
I am.
And that was without pain management. This was pain eradication.
Yes.
Big difference. And we hear a lot from people that when they're in pain, you know, they have to offset their gait because they're trying to get themselves out of pain. So like everyone just heard you say, you could stand up straight for the first time in a long time.
Yes.
And how long, again, were you impacted with pain before the Benatti procedures?
Oh, gosh. I was a procrastinator. I let it go for a good while before I decided to do anything. I let it go till I couldn't take it anymore.
Okay. And what was that? Are we talking days, weeks, months, years?
Probably a good year.
A good year. Wow.
You know, it just kept getting worse and worse.
And you knew people that came in and they were fine, yet you procrastinated. So
yes.
Post-surgery,
<That's just> me.
Post-surgery, if you saw another procrastinator in pain and you know your results were instantaneous, would you feel good about letting them know about the Benatti spine procedures?
Absolutely.
All right. One more question for you. When you left the Benatti Spine Institute, were you wearing any sort of brace?
No.
All right. Well, when you're back doing your activities or you're out on the farm that you said you were helping your husband with, send us photos. We love to see our patients regain their strength and get back in motion.
All righty.
Thank you so much for being on the show, Brenda Wolverton. Where are you calling from?
I am in Virginia.
In Virginia. Well, God bless you. Thank you for sharing your story of recovery and continued good health.
Thank you.
If you would like to hear more stories just like her, go to the Benatti Spine Institute on YouTube. You do not need to live a life in pain. Or to see if you're a candidate, visit askbenatti.com. Make sure you stay tuned. Coming up after the break, you'll hear what's new in American medicine today.